Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim Klaus on Zion Siman Lamed. We're looking at the Sefer Chassidim. We're looking at Ois Tov Kuf Samaches. The Chayyodim says a fascinating. Excuse me. The Sefer Chassidim says a fascinating idea. Harav Shemitzav Libnoy Maisim Mashachovet Siyash Tchila Yomerloi Bachrenu. When you're giving a list of actions and responsibilities from the parent to the child, what you want the child to do first, you should mention last. He gives examples of this, where in the Torah, etc., where the psychology of if you really want something to happen, listed as the last thing, and therefore the reaction will be, we'll get around. They'll do that one first because that's the last thing that they heard. Okay, in the Simtov Kuf Samaches, he says the following. He knows he has children which are argumentative, and he's very concerned that they're going to fight about the Yerusha. Do not put them in a situation where they will come to have fights in regards to the Yerusha. So what should he do? He should make this division while he's still alive. So by doing so, they are much more forced to accept that this is the reality. They can't fight about it because it's done. Whereas after the father dies, each one can start claiming different parts, etc. Then he says, "V'yimana apichopas al shaloi b'fnei edim." And he should make very clear that he has an executor, somebody who's going to make the decisions, and this should be done with a clear das, with Adam, etc., so the children can't challenge that this is what the father wanted. It's clear what the father wanted. That will create a situation of Sholem for the children and for the apotropos as well. Okay. In Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph, he says a situation where a child was doing kibud avim, but he used to fight with his siblings a lot, and the parents were not happy with that. So the Amar Lo Chacham, so the Talmud Chacham told the child, You do tremendous actions of kibud avim, but you're causing them pain by fighting with your siblings. So you're not putting that in context. That's also an act which diminishes your kibud avim. Okay. In Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Beis, he says a situation where you have a fine Jew whose father is not acting appropriately, and the son is embarrassed by being associated with the father who is known to be doing inappropriate actions. So it's important that you should not cause the son pain by mentioning the father and his connection in his presence. It's inappropriate. Okay. One last case, interesting case. He says a person is traveling, and he's going through a unsafe neighborhood area. The picture that they had the issues with wild animals, highwaymen robbing people, killing people, and the parents obviously are fasting or at least in tremendous fear and concern for their child. It's a mitzvah on the child when they arrive safely to hire a fast shliach, and who can deliver a letter back to the parents as quickly as possible. that he's safe, and therefore they should not be in any more discomfort or pain in that situation. There's one more case I want to look at. A nice tough Kuf Pei Dalet. Let me just finish it off over here. We had a situation where a person was rich, and he told his son, "If you marry this and this woman, I will give you a lot of money." The son married the woman like the father had requested, and the father then refused to give the money. So the father said, "To take me to court." So it was some type of a verbal commitment. I mean, it was a halachically valid commitment. So he said, "Okay, take me to court." The child said, "I'm not going to do that. It's inappropriate to take my father to court." Now, we learned halacha before that the child is allowed to take a parent to court. The Rav said to him, "So take the father to court." He said, "That's not inappropriate. As a child, I'm not going to be tevei my father in court." So the Rav responded, what he's doing is a tremendous action. If you're going to argue that the father, by making such a commitment and then not keeping it, he's not called Oysim Aiz Amkli. He's clearly not acting like Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael because I'll say that Sheris Yisrael Yasu Avla. So he's written himself out of Klai Yisrael, and the child is relieved from his responsibility to the parent. But people don't know that. The Rav said it was very praiseworthy, this action that the child had undertaken, not to be tevei the father in Bezdin, even though the person really would have a right to do so. Bezdin Hashem, tomorrow we will start the next klal, a very exciting klal, and meanwhile, have a good day.